King Cotton by Thomas Armstrong.
Funding for the conversion of this talking book title has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Track 1.
King Cotton by Thomas Armstrong. Chapter 1. It was neither the hour nor the season for exertions more than needs be. And least of all was it wisdom for an elderly gentleman, though clad in nothing more restrictive than a flimsy open-necked shirt, yellowing duck pants and canvas shoes, to work himself into a state of such unbridled vehemence. "You can get out of here and mighty sharp," he bawled. "We can do without having a sassy Liverpool clerk telling us how to conduct our affairs." The young man who was the subject of the attack was sweating even more freely, but this could be directly attributed to his unfamiliarity with such temperatures, the general unsuitability of his attire, rather than to fear. In his native Lancashire, which he had left some months before, the Sunday suit he now wore was fitting enough, but here in South Carolina, with the fall still some weeks ahead, the substantial grey broadcloth made cruel wear. But borrowed apparel, light, airy, and generously cut, had already been returned to the lender.